time for Picks Up Inside Cameron Athletics, your all-access pass to Aggie Sports, right here on KCCU. I'm your host, Cameron University Director of Athletics, Lou Izzy, and today we're taking you behind the scenes as our Aggie teams compete for championships in the prestigious Lone Star Conference. You'll hear from our coaches, meet our student athletes, and get the inside scoop on everything happening in Aggie athletics. It's Picks Up, and it starts now. Well, hello there, Aggie fans. Today is a great day to be a Cameron Aggie, and welcome to the very first episode of Picks Up. We are very excited to do this show where every month you'll get to hear from our outstanding coaches and you'll also get to meet our exceptional student athletes. So let's get right into it. Today, I'm joined here by three of our head coaches, Melissa Avila, head coach of women's volleyball, Josh Cobble, head coach of men's and women's tennis, and Josh also serves in a dual role as assistant director of athletics for administration, and Jeff Mahoney, head coach of women's basketball. And we also have with us the floor captain of our women's volleyball team, a senior from Keensburg, Colorado, Rachel White. Welcome, everybody. Okay, well, let's get right into it. There have been massive changes this summer at Cameron University as well as inside of athletics. And it starts right at the top with a new president. Dr. Shane Hunt comes in from Idaho State, and he's made an incredible, magnificent impact at Cameron in our community, on our campus, and certainly within the athletics department. He brings an incredible sense of passion and enthusiasm and joy and a love for our students and our student athletes and our athletics programs as well. So I want to get your thoughts on this, and I'm gonna start with you, Coach Mahoney, and Coach Cobble as well, because both of you are Cameron alumni, both of you are former Cameron student athletes, and both of you have coached at Cameron for several years. And Coach Mahoney, I'll let you start it off, because you always like to say to me, back in the day, Cameron was an awesome place, and it seems like maybe we lost our swagger a little, but it also seems like it's back.
Yeah, it's an awesome time to be an Aggie. Last night, just signified what the changes have done for our students and our fans. And, when you walk in that gym, it's so bright, and people just take a step back and are like, wow, this place is amazing. And it really is amazing what has happened here in a month and a half with Dr. Hunt. We can't be more excited. There's around campus, there's a buzz going on with our students, our faculty, community members. And yeah, it's just a great time to be an Aggie.
And Coach Cobble, you see it from both perspectives. As a coach, you see the impact that Dr. Hunt is having on your athletes. But you've also worked very closely with me and our associate AD for compliance, SWA Ashton Howard, all summer long on building out a lot of things that we're trying to do within athletics. So give your perspective, not just as a coach, but also as an administrator.
Oh, it's like we've put rocket fuel on everything we do. And, we've been pushing really hard for the last year to try to move some things forward and get going. But, this summer, it's just everything's expanded. The things that we've been trying to push and move some agendas forward, we're getting them accomplished, and we're getting to do things that we didn't even have planned. That it's going to enhance our ability to coach and recruit and improve our student athlete experience, and just give us even bigger and better tools to improve our competitiveness in the conference and Division II.
Outstanding. And Rachel, this is your second year here. You transferred in last year. You've been a vibrant part of our volleyball program. You're an exceptional student as well as a great athlete. And what does it mean to you to have that type of leadership? And, you've seen Dr. Hunt around our department. He was very visible at the opening weekend block party, hanging out with the teams. He's been at your home game, our one home game so far, rooting you on. What does it mean to you as a student athlete to have that support from our president?
Yeah, I think support comes from a lot of people, from our coaches, from you as our athletic director, our associate athletic directors. But someone that's higher up and not necessarily completely tied to athletics, it means a lot, because it's not only giving us opportunities within our athletic department, but also a sense of community outside of athletics to come in and just bring that morale together and that sense of community, and just really bring Cameron University as a whole to come in and support us through and through. And it's just been a great opportunity. Like you said, he was very supportive at the block party, wanting to introduce himself, get to know the teams on a personal level, and then coming to our home opener scrimmage as well as our home opener game last night. And I just think that that sets the tone for everyone else involved in our community and here to support the whole of athletic department.
That's outstanding. And you guys mentioned some of the facility upgrades. We'll run through them because they've been outstanding, right? We did almost a full renovation of Aggie Gym. Obviously, it's a building that was constructed in the 1960s, and it desperately needed a facelift. Over the summer, we were fortunate enough to, you know, we did a lot of painting and branding in there, but we redesigned our court. We added new bright lights, which adds a whole new dimension to that building. It makes the game experience so much better for the people inside the building, but also the people who are watching our live stream on Flow College. We've upgraded our sound system, and coming in the first week of October, we'll be installing 2 17-foot by 10-foot video boards, as well as a 30-foot LED scorers table, which is going to give us incredible opportunities to highlight our student athletes and do some hype videos and, you know, really bring the personal part of our athletes to our fans so that they can see you up front and close to them. We'll also, you know, it creates a lot of great revenue opportunities for us with our sponsorships. So I think there's so many wonderful things happening inside of Aggie Gym. Coach Cobble, you're excited to know that we will be resurfacing our tennis courts in the next couple of weeks. All 8 of them will be redone. And then we also have really great things happening down at the baseball and softball fields. The baseball field will have all new padding internally, which will meet an NCAA requirement for the start of the 2027 season. We'll also be padding the inside of the softball field. But the big news down there, two pieces of big news. One, we're replacing the sound system, so they're going to have a state-of-the-art sound system. And then we're replacing our natural turf field surface and with artificial turf. And that process is going to begin around October 1st. Hopefully we beat the weather, and the artificial turf field will be in place for play in the spring of 2026. So we have a lot of really great things happening. There's a few other things that we'll announce later on. But these are big, big changes for Cameron Athletics. And Coach Avila, I'm going to bring you into the conversation. You know, we welcomed you back in January. You've done a phenomenal job recruiting a great class in a short period of time. And you've done immense work with fundraising for our team. And I see the love that you give to your girls every day, and you coach them really so well. But talk to me what those changes, especially in Aggie Gym, mean for you, for your players, as well as your recruiting.
Yeah, for sure. So I think initially the biggest thing is it changes the aspect of what the gym looks like for our returners and for our new kids who we recruited. I think that's a big part of it is coming in as a new coach, you kind of always have those up and downs and kind of seeing what that's going to look like. And so those renovations obviously help us in the recruiting game 100%, but I think it means a lot to our returners as well. Seeing the investment from the athletic department, from our president, to be able to come in and just be like, hey, we can do this. We can be a competitive team in the Lone Star Conference. And so I think initially for our kids we have on the roster right now, it's huge. Getting to play in an environment that people want to come to, people want to be proud of, great branding throughout there. And so I think initially, yeah, my first thought is those returners. Like they've worked hard to help build Aggie program. They bought into what I was trying to do as a new coach. And then we brought 10 new kids in who've also bought in to what we're doing. And so I think obviously that's step one. Now with the recruiting game, it's going to be huge. Coming into that facility and seeing all the upgrades that have been done, the quality of what we are trying to do here, the image is obviously everything, especially to kids nowadays. They want to play somewhere where it's bright, where it's big, where it's loud. And the environment last night just set the tone for what I think the rest of the season is going to look like for sure.
Outstanding. And Rachel, I remember seeing you on the first day you came back to campus. What was your impression when you walked into Aggie Gym and saw all the changes?
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge difference from, you know, the fall and spring of last year. I come in and the walls are painted. We have a new gym floor, new lights. Last year, it kind of felt like a dungeon. We referred to it that, you know, we have practice or we have a game in the dungeon. It was just kind of dark and dim in there. But, yeah, coming in and just having that it was almost like a sense of relief. It was, you know, an exciting moment where we're coming in. There's a lot of changes happening, like you mentioned. There's even more upgrades that are going to continue happening during our season. And I think that when we have, you know, those types of things surrounding us, not necessarily the physical aspect and game of volleyball, but it just makes it that much more important. And it gives us a sense of, you know, come in, work hard, do your job, because we get the opportunity to, and we have a beautiful facility. And like Coach Avila said, you know, people who are in there backing us up and wanting to make this the best experience for all of us.
And Coach Mahoney, you know, you've had some practices already in that gym with your team. And you told me a story the other day about a recruit from Hera that actually came in and loved the gym and gave us a commitment. You want to give us a little bit of an inside peek on how that impacted your recruiting?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you walk in there and people that have maybe watched live feed games, you know, online, and then they come in there and they go, wow, this thing looks so much different than what it looked last year. And I think the lights is the first thing. And then you see the new court, the walls painted, the new chairs, the logos, just, you know, on the outside as well. So, yeah, it's crazy the way recruits think today as far as, you know, seeing something like that and seeing what's going on. And I was actually told by the family is, hey, the president, his vision and the moving this university forward is a big reason that we committed and want to come down there. So, yeah, it's huge.
And the ongoing joke with our fellow teams in the Lone Star Conference is when they came to Lawton, we had the best popcorn in town, but we didn't have the best facility. And now I think we're on par with every other team in the conference. And what does that mean to you?
Yeah, we still have the best popcorn, but we'll have the best fans and the best teams and everything else. But, yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, last night was just a buzz that I haven't seen in a long, long time here. And, you know, the shout-out to the volleyball team for getting a big win. And you know, our student section was unreal. The boosters and just everybody involved last night. It was a real togetherness, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Coach Cobble, the tennis facility, you've been talking to me about this since the day I got on campus a year and a half ago. How excited are you about, you know, what we're doing down at the tennis facility to resurface the courts?
Oh, it's amazing. And so, you know, it's the youth facility, and, you know, when a facility is okay, it's, you know, you kind of lose track, but when you start to have some issues, you know, it becomes something you're constantly dealing with. And so the court resurfacing coming in, the taking care of some trees that were causing some problems for us, I mean, it changes the look. It changes the way we approach practice. It changes everything we do when it comes to our facility. It's just going to free up our time to prepare for practice. It's going to make the facility look better. It's going to play better. No more issues with bad bounces and cracks, and you know, and it makes a better and safer environment for our student athletes to come out and work as hard as they can every day. So it's a game changer.
And we mentioned last night, which was our home opener for women's volleyball. We had a whiteout game, huge crowd. We had the choir sang the national anthem, the Cameron Choir. They were outstanding. We had the color guard post the colors, and our pep band was there. The environment in the gym last night was electric. It was fantastic. It's the culture we want to continue to build. And, you know, Coach Avila, it was your first home game that you coached there. So talk about what that felt to you to come into Cameron and be able to coach your game, your first ever home game in that environment.
Yeah, it always opens. There's always a little bit of nerves going into something like that, just with how much preparation that went in across the board from the athletic department to support staff, all that stuff. So there's a little nerves to go out there and get that first win in front of a big crowd and just make sure we're creating an environment where people want to come back to. And that's something we talked about with the girls, is we want to create an environment where people want to come back game in and game out. And so nerves to start off, got off to a little bit of a rocky start, but we showed a lot of resilience last night. There was a lot of fight, a lot of heart. I mean, to go five sets, it was almost a three-hour game. Very, very proud, to say the least. It was an exciting day for these kids to come out and get a win, especially heading into this weekend. It just allowed us another step in the growing process to develop our culture, build our team chemistry, and just make sure we're doing things the right way.
And Rachel, as an athlete, you walk out onto the floor and the place is just rocking. What does that mean to you, and how did you feel when you were out there?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like you said, it was an electric feeling in that gym. Everyone, I don't think not one person wasn't talking or at least cheering or doing something fun for us. But yeah, it was very electric. The energy just carried over into the court, from our bench to the court to the fans. Everyone in there was just very encouraging, supportive, and that helped us, honestly. I mean, I don't think that there was a time where the gym was quiet, and when we were down, the fans were still being the most supportive people in the crowd. And so I just think that that helped us carry over into winning a five-set match. And you know, it was a very long, hard-fought match, very close in some sets, and I think that just that feeling of that loud environment just carried over into the court and helped the six girls on the court at the time play their best.
Yeah, and let's talk about the start of the season, right? So you go on the road last weekend to Hays, Kansas. You play in a very, very tough tournament against some really good competition. You open with Rockhurst, who's been in 10 consecutive NCAA tournaments. Northwest Missouri, and a couple of schools you played against, non-conference games. But, you know, Coach, talk about that tournament and how it's helped your team move forward.
Yeah, for sure. Going into a first tournament every year, there's always some questions of who's going to play best next to who, where's that setter-hitter connection going to come in at, how defensively did we work hard enough in preseason to get our defense to where it needs to be? Do we need to make some adjustments? And so we definitely tried a lot of different options this weekend, tried a couple of different rotations, just trying to see what was going to connect the best. So saw a lot of things that we definitely needed to improve on, and we hit the gym on Monday, and we went to work. We watched film, broke down our film from the past weekend, broke down what we had a feeling East Central was going to do. We knew they were going to be pretty heavy through their outsides, and so we knew if we could slow down their outsides, we were going to be able to score on our end. And so watch film, got back in the gym on Monday, worked hard in our practice, worked hard pregame yesterday, and set us up for success. And so first tournament's always up and downs, but it definitely allowed us to see where we needed to grow, but what was already working that we could continue to improve on.
And Rachel, I know you got dinged up a little bit in the opening tournament, and I just couldn't imagine you ever missing the home opener as our captain and our leader, and knowing what your fight is like. Talk about, you know, what you guys went through in that opening weekend and how it prepared you to come back home and have a great night against East Central.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's preseason, we go very hard. We're working hard in the weight room. We're working hard in the gym. Coach gives us, you know, extra things outside of when our time of practice is to do. And so we're working hard, whether that be mentally or physically. And I think going into that tournament, a lot of our girls, you know, maybe weren't expecting that. Even us upperclassmen having two games a day and just really going hard for 2 days at a preseason tournament, that does wear on you. But I think that our mentality shifted and was like, this is what we're here for, and it's a blessing, and, you know, some kids don't get to do this and have the opportunity. And so just keeping that in the back of your mind that we're so blessed and we can't take anything for granted, and, you know, you have to work through the hard times, and hard times necessarily aren't bad times. And I think just working through those hard times, being each other's support system on and off the court, you know, being good teammates. If one person is struggling, you know, you go and pick them up. But, yeah, I mean, coming off of that and then coming home and only having one day of practice and then, you know, going in on Tuesday yesterday and having serve and pass, I think that we all just came in with the mindset that that's not how we wanted our season to start. And it taught us a lot, but we're here to work hard and win games and just be there for each other physically and mentally.
Yeah, I was so proud of you guys last night. You know, we're playing an in-state rival, East Central. Electric crowd, as we mentioned. You know, that's a difference from last year coming into our building. And I felt like we didn't play our sharpest in the first set, but we came back and played great in the second and in the third. We were up 2-1, and we had the lead in the fourth set, and we surrendered the lead. But we kept coming back. And in the fifth set, the deciding set, we had the lead, we lost the lead, we had the lead, we lost the lead. And what impressed me so much is our ability to get knocked down and get back up and be resilient, and which is really the identity of our Cameron athletes, and to find a way to win that match. I was so impressed and so proud of all of you. But, you know, Coach, I'm sure I talked to you after the game. You barely had a voice. You know, walk us through that, your mindset of that game and the ups and downs, and you know, what it means to you to see your team fight so hard and to overcome so much and just to keep battling.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a big thing for us. We've talked about it since day one, is we're not going to be a team that gives up. If things get hard, if we're down, we're not going to give up. We're going to fight back. Volleyball is such a back and forth game. It's literally back and forth, and it's exactly what happened last night. We had some really, really high moments and some moments where we needed to improve on what we were doing. And so going into that fifth set, it's a short race to 15. Things matter in those moments. Every single point in a race to 15 matters. And one thing we talked about yesterday and we've been talking about is keeping time small, keeping the game small. Go small minutes, small points to 5, games to 10, games to 15. And so on that switching of the sides, there was something in that group of girls that just looked different. They were not going to lose that game. There was a different look in their eyes. There was a different sort of intensity than we've seen the last 4 games. And even in the first 4 sets, there was just something that I think switched when we switched sides that was like, we're not giving up this set. They were hustling down balls they haven't done for, hitting shots that we haven't hit, putting up blocks. And so their intensity, their resiliency to fight back just shows me that we're going to be a hard team to compete against. Even against some of the top teams in the nation. We're not going to go down without a fight. We're not going to go down without swinging back.
And now you guys are back on the road. You're heading to Missouri, to Springfield, to play in the Drury Invitational. Some very good teams there. Then the week after, you're back on the road for the Lone Star Conference Invitational, and we'll be playing in Austin against St. Edwards and a new team to the Lone Star Conference, UT Dallas, which we expect to be a very formidable opponent in all sports moving forward. So, Rachel, you know, the mindset coming off of last night's win with so many emotions and then going right back on the road to Springfield, and you open with East Central again. So Talk about your mindset going into the weekend's tournament and how you have to get your team back up to play in a couple of days against a team that you battled in 5 sets last night.
Yeah, I definitely think that mentally, you know, we're prepared. We battled a really hard set or a hard game last night, 5 sets, and I think that it's just very important to keep that going. I think that we all can keep our composure pretty well. You know, last night it was awesome. It was electric. It was a very hard-fought battle. But at the end of the day, like, that doesn't define Cameron volleyball, and we have a lot more work to put in and a lot more work to do. So I think we're just excited to go into another 4-game weekend and then continue on for the conference and just keep playing our hardest and being there for each other and just keeping a good composure through it all.
Great. And Coach Cobble, we had a great weekend last weekend. We hosted our tennis invitational presented by the Billingsley family of dealerships. Talk a little bit about the tournament. You want to say a non-traditional season tournament. Why do you have the tournament? Tell us about some of the teams that came in and maybe give us some insight as to how you feel your team performed and some of the players that we can keep an eye on.
It was a great event. You know, minus a little bit of rain that made the days a little bit longer, but otherwise it was a great weekend. Thanks to the Billingsley family for supporting that. You know, they're supportive all over town, and they're a tennis family too. So I appreciate them being involved with that. But the fall is different. You know, we are the bulk of our championship seasons in the spring where it's a team format, but tennis around the world is an individual sport. And so the fall is kind of the preparation for that and that transition from being an individual as a junior or over the summer, transitioning into team. And so as coaches, we put them into an individual situation and we see how they compete as individuals. And we learn about the team. We see where their progress is at in competition in real life. And then they get an opportunity to, when the ITA regional starts here in about 3 weeks, for a chance to make it to the national tournament as an individual, which we don't have that opportunity in the spring with our team session. So this tournament's kind of ready to kick that off and, get us a match play coming off the summer and kind of get into that transition to playing back. Some of it's playing on a hard court, playing in an Oklahoma summer, and all those things to kind of get them ready for that event in the end of September and early October that just gets us going and gives them the best chance to represent well and compete at a high level. And then we take all that to kind of build a team in the spring, which is still, you know, they're all playing their own individual matches. And so that individual component to tennis is always going to be there, even in a team environment.
So you brought in a lot of new players on the women's side, And we had a lot of good players go out. Stacey Uspenskaya was an All-American last year in doubles, and we needed to replace her and a few other key components. So I watched you all summer long trying to piece the recruiting together. And you also brought in, we had some really good pieces returning on the men's side, but we also have some good players coming back. And we have players coming in for both teams in January But you mentioned to me how excited you were with the men's team in particular, and you've won regional championships with the men's team. Mm-hmm. And you said this could be one of those teams. So I don't want to put you on the spot too much or tell our opponents too much about what potentially could be coming. But, you know, what were your thoughts about both of the teams as you kind of – I know you had a lot of administrative responsibilities putting the tournament together. But if you had a chance to watch any of the players and, you know, how you feel about their progress.
No, yeah, the team did a great job. You know, I saw some growth from everybody. You know, there's – you have practice, and then you have matches, and it's always different. So I really got to see Lucas Janusik on the men's side, made it to the finals of his flight and had to pull out with a little bit of a nagging thing, but he'll be back. And he struggled with some injuries last year, so it was really nice to see him make some good progress, and he was really impressive this weekend. A lot of the new guys really came in and stepped up as well. And so I think going in the next couple weeks, it's going to be really fun seeing them kind of work together and push each other to prepare for the rest of the season. On the women's side, I really got to see some of the returners pick up and show some improvement from last year. And then some of these, the new girls, Alexa Garcia in particular, had a really good weekend. And I kind of got to see her transition her game a little bit. And so she's going to really do some good things, I think, going forward. But it was a really good weekend for her, and great to see them all compete and give us some things to work on the next couple weeks.
And Coach Mahoney, you've been a terror on the recruiting trail. You brought in a really large class, but we have a whole lot more size this year on the women's basketball team. Very athletic, some mix of transfers and freshmen. I know it's early. What are your initial thoughts about the players that you're watching?
I would say we're really optimistic. We not only got bigger, but we're a lot more physical. Our kids really look good in their uniforms and have been competing really hard. Yeah, and we did bring 12 new kids in, but we have three really good returners coming back, and so we're optimistic and really excited about what, you know, is going to happen in the fall and into the spring.
And I just want you to talk a little bit about your holiday tournament. It's going to be December 19th and 20th. We're hosting some really good nationally prominent teams, and it's being presented by the Fairfield Inn and Suites. Talk about that tournament.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a vision to come to fruition. You know, I had a vision and to run it by you, and you took it off and ran with it and got Fairfield on board with us because there is some added expenses. But it's going to be a pre-holiday classic with Pitt State, who was a Final Four team, Washburn, who's also in the MIAA in Western Colorado. So there'll be some really good basketball in here for people to watch on the 19th and 20th of December, right before the holidays.
Well, that's it for this edition of Picks Up Inside Cameron Athletics. Thanks for joining us on KCCU and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next month right here on KCCU. Until then, stay loud, stay proud, and as always, Picks Up. Go Aggies.